There we go. That's the number I was looking for. I guess we'll go ahead and get going. Donna's on my cell phone here. Can you guys all hear okay?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We have Tim Dolan and Brad Gray from the representing the applicant. We have Christine Mackey Ross, Rob Clark, Alita Klein, Councilmember Klein, Sandy Jacobson, Ed Nichols, and Chris Trahan. So she says good evening. Can you guys let me put the volume up a little bit more? I guess that's, I'll turn my computer a little bit so you guys can hear. Donna, did you want to, well, you didn't really have anything to go on, did you? We're looking at the, yes. Sure. Okay. Okay. Donna Leach, here, I guess. Chris Trahan is
yes here.
Here, yeah, Chris is here. Christine Mackey Ross
here.
Ed Nichols
here.
Rob Clark
here.
William Andrews is not here. Councilmember Klein is here, and we have Sandy Jacobson here as well. It's somewhat undetermined as to whether she is on the board, but she's here nonetheless to talk about this.
And John, hey John, just really quickly, we're not hearing Donna at all.
Oh,
if you're trying to get her close enough to your,
no, I was failing at it, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. Donna, can you say something? Well, Rob's, they're not hearing you as well as they'd like to. The only one not here is William Andrews. Everybody else is, everybody. Okay. Tonight we're talking about 7100 Delmar Boulevard in the Theodore Link Historic District. They're replacing the exterior columns and the railings. And of course, we're before the commission because of a section of the zoning code 400.1610 through 1645 that requires a building permit to be reviewed by the commission. When it comes through for a historic structure. And if no one has any objections, I'll turn it over to Mr. Dolan to explain the project.
Well, how are you guys doing? I want to know, does everyone have the packet, or I can do a screen share here real quick and just kind of walk you guys through the project. So here we go. Well,
everybody except for Donna has one, but
yes.
Okay. All right. Here we are. We're sharing. Okay. So this is the front of 7100 Delmar. So the railing system above, as well as the columns, are rotten. They've been repaired and bonded in the past, and basically due to some roof issues and the integral copper gutter is kind of leaking into the structure, then down onto the columns. So, Terry, the homeowner, had kind of inquired to what it would take to fix this. And so, I said, well, taking into the historic nature of the home, we'd basically come and we would do a sketch of what exactly the building components are made of, what their proportions are, their size, their profiles. And then so page two here is just my field measurements. So you have a plan view of the railing. We have the Roman Corinthian columns. They are tapered with the Roman Corinthian capitals. You know, we've got the height, and then we've also got the base, as well as the what I would refer to as the box newels on the railing system above. Those are, you know, fairly unique. So after talking to several lumber companies and suppliers, you know, we initially targeted H&G for something like this. Then we were able to find a company over in Illinois who makes components for H&G and as well as sells to lumber yards. And so, you know, first and foremost, the capitals, so you can see like my measurements, they're roughly about 4 feet wide. And so we were able to locate ones that, you know, if we go down to here, they basically, they're 42 inches wide by 32, which was close, if not exact, to our measurements out in the field. And then we kind of go back to it. We've got our columns, right? So let me see if I can zoom in on this, if that will zoom in for you guys too. But we basically had like a 25 and a half inch diameter at the top and 30 at the bottom. And so we were able to, well, let me rotate this. So there we go. Basically 25 and, as you can see here, 25 and 30 there. So we've got those dimensions as well as they were able to get our length as well. And then we moved on to the bases. And so the bases are pretty close. You can look at this profile and then we get into this. So they are the same size proportion. And then we get into our balusters and our top rail and bottom rail for the components that we're purchasing. One of the materials we're using is going to be a glass, fiberglass reinforced concrete. So it's not plastic, it's not aluminum, it's not cheap material. It's very durable. So, you know, basically, in short, we're proposing just replacing the components that are rotten, which is the six columns across the front, the capitals, the bases, and then our shop is going to hand build the newel posts. So everything should look basically like it does now, except for it's not rotten. So open up to you guys for questions. Let me try to unscreen share. Hopefully that all worked.
And Donna asked if the materials were compatible. Were they compatible?
The existing materials are almost all made of wood, with like the Roman Corinthian capitals are plaster of Paris. So, you know, those are going back to being, I believe what they say these are. These are going to be the, these are going to be made of, I guess, extruded fiberglass.
Is it going to be made of wood or polywood, or what are you telling me?
Okay. No, they're not going to be made of wood.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Let me ask a question, Mr. Carr. Robert, do they look to be in order in your viewpoint?
I mean, I think that there's a couple issues, right? The first is sort of the appearance, which I think Mr. Dolan has clearly walked through the match, if you will, of the existing, you know, columns and balusters to what they're proposing to install. I think, Donna, you were asking more about the materials and if there's sort of a change in the materials and whether that would make the appearance look any different. I guess, Tim, mm-hmm. make sure I understand, the existing materials right now for the balusters and the columns are mostly wood, is that right? Or plaster of Paris?
Yeah.
Correct, that's what I understood.
Mostly
yeah.
wood.
And then you're essentially, the replacement would be fiberglass reinforced concrete, at least for the columns, right? What about the balusters? Is that,
it looked like? Yeah, So the balusters are actually fiberglass reinforced as well.
As well. Okay.
Yeah, they're not FIPON, so they're not foam. So they're heavy duty.
Okay. And I guess my only other question, I'm assuming that this wood and plaster Paris is probably not the original material and these may have been replaced at one point, or do we know?
No, you know, it looks like these are original. So inside each one of those, like, you know, 20-foot columns is a 6-inch piece of steel being a steel column inside of it. So the wood is not actually structurally any part of the, they're not bearing anything. They're just basically a wrap to it. And, you know, I can't tell you if they're original or not, but they have been there quite a long time. And, you know, they're kind of beyond repair, and we do a lot of bondo and repairing on historic homes as well, but this is they're kind of beyond saving. And part of our project too is that there is a rolled roofing over the front of that porch that's going to be replaced, as well as there's a gutter system built into the crown of that porch, and that copper is got holes in it, and that's kind of what's leading to the decay of those the columns themselves. And then the railing system is just, it's really weathered. I mean, there's balusters that are missing, you know, the bottom rail separated from the newel posts, things like that. So.
Well, I think the biggest thing is the appearance of this has to be, you know, almost identical. If the mm-hmm. copper roofing or the copper guttering is close to these capitals and the post, if it's going to look similar, the same from the street as we view it, okay, that's going to help a long way, okay?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut anybody off. Go ahead. Well, I would say that the materials, you know, if you look at my field measurements and you look at the material that we've selected from the manufacturer, you know, they match in profiles and proportions, you know, very well. About as better than I would have hoped for, honestly.
Right. From what you've shown, it looks like it's totally looks like it's going to look exactly like it from the street or anybody walking along. Would not even notice that it's been replaced.
Yes.
It's going to be more durable than what yes. has ever been up there before.
It should be. It should be, yes.
Right.
Who's got the thing in the background? Okay.
That's me.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Is since the rest of you have a viewpoint at this point in time, if you think it meets the historical guidelines, since this is a historical section, then we can move forward if all of you don't have any more questions, okay?
I think it looks terrific and it's needed repair. I've watched it for 30 years be patched and replaced okay. and it looks great.
Thank you, Christine. Okay.
It is Donna. Yeah. Sorry, I should have identified myself. It looks terrific.
And Donna, I did okay. forward the packet to you as well.
Okay. You can do that. I would appreciate the packet. If that's the case, then Christine, do you feel confident that we should take a vote now how we like it, or would you rather make a motion?
You're on, Christine. You're on mute, Christine.
I move.
No, she is.
I think we should make a motion to accept the proposal for Mr. Dolan and his company to replace with the materials outlined in the proposal.
Okay, and do we have a second?
Yes, I would second it.
Okay. Anybody opposed? There's no one opposed?
Nope.
Okay, I vote yes too then.
I'm sorry, Chris has a question.
I just have a quick question.
Go ahead, Chris.
I think it's going to look amazing, and I've seen them up close as well, and they definitely need to be replaced, repaired.
What was that about repaired? What was that, the base?
No, I said I think that they need to be replaced. I've seen them up close, and I've seen that they're deteriorating. I'm just curious, and this has nothing to do with the decision. How long do you, what is the lifespan do you think of the new replacements? When, like 100 years from now, will they need to be looked at again, or 150?
You know, as far as, I don't know exactly how long those particular composite materials have been around. I know that, you know, I guess, you know, they're rot proof. So that's one good thing it's got for them. Obviously, you know, hail, storms, impacts, things like that. I mean, I think they're going to hold up pretty well to that. You know, the freeze and thaw, they should be fine with that as well. So as far as the lifespan, I mean, you know, in the building trades, we kind of think of things as like, okay, you know, 15 years, 30 years, 50 years. I mean, I would call this a 50 year product, is probably how
Does
I would.
Does the manufacturer have a pre-written warranty guarantee?
I'd have to look into that. Exactly what they guarantee. Most manufacturers don't go beyond a year unless they're, you know, a window company.
Sure. Well, it doesn't hurt to ask, and it
would probably
help us since we're looking at the longevity of the product, okay? And we would have to spend money to do this. So I would like to see if you could submit to the city a copy of the company's warranty and guarantees on the products that would be needed to do this repair and replacement.
Okay. I can do that. For sure.
Okay.
John, would I submit that? Would I submit that to John?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. John, you can take care of that, right?
I can indeed, yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any other questions, John?
Nope, I think we're all good.
Okay, so we have voted for that and seconded it, and that covers that. And pending that you get that copy of that warranty and guarantee from the products of the manufacturing companies. Okay?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Okay. Oh, was there a cost on that? Do we have to submit a cost to the city council for that?
A cost?
I think we did, and it's about, in the packet, I think it refers to amount about $200,000.
Yes.
Thank you, Christine. Like I told you, working without a packet, trying to do the best I can. Okay. Okay. Well, let's move on then.
All righty. You want to vote on it then?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's go ahead and vote.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Those opposed? It passes unanimously.
Thank you.
So, will you come and do mine next?
Sure.
That was the reason of my question. I apologize if it kind of caused you more work.
No, that's okay. And you know, guys, you know, Brad, myself, and Troy Duncan, who's the owner of PK, we go out and talk to people and give free advice every day, all day long. So, you know, feel free to give us a call. We'll come by.
21 Princeton, come on by.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, we'll have him pegged for everybody in University City. Okay.
The next thing on the agenda is the March meeting. I think I mentioned this, but Donna, I'm not sure if you had heard this part. There's some folks working on the annex building and the Trinity building renovations, and they would like to run their design by you. And they want this, Mr. Rose would like this together with the Green Practices Commission, kind of a combined meeting.
Combined meeting, okay.
Yeah,
since you're talking about a combined meeting, are we going to be able to meet in person, or is this going to be another Zoom meeting?
I don't know. I'm assuming it will probably be a Zoom meeting, but I will get the details on that, though.
See if you can't talk Mr. Rose into having an in-person meeting, and maybe if we could find a large enough space,
yeah,
we could do this at. Okay.
I'll find out. I'll find out and get back to everybody. But the date is March 17th, okay? Or do we want to go to, I think the Green Practices Commission is meeting on March 10th, from what Sinan told me. Does either one have
March 17th, isn't that St. Patrick's Day?
It is indeed, yes.
Yes, it is. Well, does anybody on the commission have a problem with that date?
I do not. It's Christine.
Christine, okay, you don't have, okay.
And I am available on the 17th. It's on my calendar because it's our regular meeting date. I do have a conflict on March 10th.
Okay, so the 17th it is then, if that's okay with everyone.
Yeah, okay. It sounds fine.
And I will get back to you on the details. Obviously, I'll work it out with CNON and as far as the venue and whether or not we do this over the interwebs or in person.
And if you need me to pick up a packet at City Hall, I can do that, or you can have one delivered to me or something.
Okay. Yeah, I'll figure something out. Yeah.
Thank you.
Obviously. Councilmember Klein, would you like to add anything for the...
There's no old business?
There was not, no.
Okay, good. We can have a council meeting. Okay, let her refresh us. What's going on?
Just give you a few updates. I don't know if you've heard about the quarter cent tax that will be on the ballot in April. Just kind of want to talk.
What's that for, Councilman Klein?
Yeah, so the quarter cent tax will be to basically pay for the unfunded pension for the firefighters. And also it will be eventually in the next couple of years, staffing a third ambulance because, you know, based on our aging population, it's really been, you know, based on the studies and everything, we're really going to need another ambulance. So this will staff that third ambulance. And, you know, we're contractually obligated to fund this, you know, to pay for the unfunded pension. So it's really, you know, it's just something that we need to do as a city. So that's the first thing. And then just kind of a few things in terms of staffing. As John mentioned, he's now directing the planning and zoning. And we have Brooke Smith, who's kind of been promoted to deputy city manager. And she's going to be helping the city manager with economic development. And she's also running the housing program, part of which will be working through that, the third ward, the $3 million that have been dedicated to improving the third ward. And part of that will be a housing program. So she's kind of doing that. And then also the city manager's hired a human resources person and also another person that will help with communication, as another assistant city manager with city communication and other projects. And then the last thing really is just the kind of a little bit of a report on the development that on 170. So Costco is really set to be finished around September, October. So we can look for the grand opening around there. And also we're hoping to maybe get some announcements on the other anchors in that development, kind of looking towards spring, maybe April or May. So I think it'll be exciting to find out what other things will be in the development. And I'll give you an update on that.
Alita, may I ask what's going on with the hotel, with the development at Del Mar Harvard School?
I think they're just, they've had a problem with funding, after COVID and things that have kind of gummed up their funding. So I think they're just kind of in a holding pattern. There's been no communication that they intend not to build it. So. Okay. So hopefully that will happen in the near future as well. I mean, they already have the school torn down. So any other questions?
I don't think so. Oh, I joined the meeting. Hi guys.
Oh.
Sorry that I was gone for so long.
All right.
Okay.
That had to do with the Scientology building. Has that come back? Is that going to be renewed?
That did come before us. We had something, they're doing some kind of renovations there. So, and I think that was last summer or last fall. So yes, they have renewed and they're working on some renovations.
Okay. And how about the project at the corner of Old Bottom and Delmar?
Well, the apartments, and then there'll be probably a restaurant or some kind of retail in those apartments, and they're just working on. I mean, I see work being consistently done on that, so I think, you know, that's moving forward.
Wait a minute. I think Donna means the urgent care.
I think that's a total access urgent care, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. I was thinking of the one further down. Yeah, I haven't heard any developments on that. As far as I know, that's still going to be there, but we haven't had any updates on the whether or not that's moving forward sooner or later. That's all I have, unless anyone has any other questions.
Is that the 8400 area, Donna? Yeah, I think that's, I'm not, there's something going in there, but I'm not sure what it is, though. No.
Yeah, I can't hear her anymore if she's asked.
Oh.
And then we need an update on the what's going on with the police station. Do we have the land? Are we renovating a building? What's going on?
The police station, we made a decision last year to go ahead with the renovation of the annex in the Trinity building. And okay. So right now it's in the year-long planning phase. And that's what our meeting next month will be about, where they're kind of touching bases with this commission to get your input on some of the things that they're doing in
there. Just want to make sure that was the same thing. Okay, yeah. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Get it. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay, does anybody else have any questions? Are we forgetting anything?
No, I think we're all good.
All good? Okay. Sorry I joined so late. But
as long as you were there.
Yeah, I'm here. And happy snow ice day to everybody else too. Sounds like we're having another one of these things next Thursday also.
Oh, great.
Hardly wait, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the update. I'm looking forward to seeing the packet and everything else.
All righty. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Got it to work somehow after all. So. Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Nice to meet you. Councilmember Klein, thanks. Ed, Chris, thank you.
Yes, take care.